This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, 8.08. Looks like partly sunny skies. The sun was out a little bit earlier. It's getting a little bit hazy right now.
Rain coming.
Tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. And then Wednesday actually looked pretty, like a pretty big storm.
Yeah, it's Tuesday and Wednesday will be rainy for sure.
So, batten down the hatches, everybody.
It's good news.
It's great news. Oh my God. I love getting a day or two off in between, too. It's nice. Rain, kind of a nice day. It's nice. Anyway, thank you for joining us. We are back live. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We are going to start with the music charts. So, this is the stuff that I guess on the Friday that we left, all this new music came out. We're going to see how some of it charted. Hi, Yuzi. What's going on?
Hey.
Everything good?
Yeah.
All right. Great.
Fantastic.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Go back into your studio. It's weird when you're in here. Go sit in your regular seat.
Goofballs.
All right. Here we go.
Because if I enter in there, someone's in trouble?
Yeah. I was like, uh-oh. What's happening? Why is Yuzi in here? Yikes. So here's the Billboard album charts. Starting with number 10, Metro Boomin, Not All Heroes Wear Capes, 39,000 copies of that. Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear that one line? Moesha keeps on drinking all the brandy.
Oh, Moesha, brandy.
Yeah, you like that?
I watched that show.
It's wordplay. It's adorable.
It's funny. Super clever. Number 9.
I didn't listen to her music or watch that show, so completely missed
All
me.
I know is she hit a kid, didn't she?
Yeah.
She hits him with her car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's no good.
I think about
awful?
That
that's
all the
that's
time.
That's what I think about.
That's right. When I'm out driving, I never like cross that line. Mm-mm. If there's another car waiting, I'm going to wait too.
Absolutely.
You never know what's on the other side.
At number 9, Trippie Redd. Trippie Redd. A record called A Love Letter. Okay, heard none of that one. Drake's Scorpion sold 44,000 copies, and I have a side note on Drake.
What is it?
He's got a new house, Hooman.
Yes. Oh, what?
He's got a new house.
How many bridges?
No bridges. Gigantic, though.
Where is it?
It's in Toronto.
Oh.
You know, he's from Canada.
Yeah.
So he built this house. I guess he bought it for like $4 million, and he's been redoing it. It's on 2 acres.
$4 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be worth way more than that.
Wow, that looks like a castle.
35,000 square feet.
It's like something Parliament would meet in.
I know. Actually, it looks like a cheap version of that. Like, it's actually kind of cruddy looking. It looks like, kind of like, you know when they slap up new condos places and they're trying to make them look good? I'll hand you a picture of the front of it in a second, or maybe you can pull it up for him. So anyway, the bedroom, like his master bedroom has like a, you know, the master just got a bedroom. With a kitchen in it.
What?
So, yes. It's a little kitchen area.
The bedroom?
Yes. Two covered decks.
Do you want that?
No.
I don't even want a bathroom too close to my bedroom because I don't want it to smell.
Don't worry. His bathroom seems to be, even though it is right by the bedroom, you know, it's in the bedroom, basically.
Right, the kitchen, too. You don't want that in smell in
your
room.
The other thing is, you can have all the kitchenettes you want. You know where you're going to be? In the actual kitchen at your house. Like, I mean, I guess he'll have servants who will stock that for him with I don't know what. In case he
needs
What do
they call, like, the ones, is it a dirty kitchen? Where they call the kitchen where the cook, chef, makes the food.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have the one where everybody else gets to hang out, and that one's never cooked in. It's just beautiful.
So they put like a facade on the front of this thing?
Oh, yeah. Are you looking at that?
Well, I looked at that, and it looks like that thing might fall off. It's just like tacked onto the front.
It's just so silly looking. Right, because the top of it is, I mean, look, at the end, I mean, it's gorgeous. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. It's got like all these weird portholes on the top floor. It looks like it's about at least 3 stories, probably one underground. Anyway, the The layout, though, for the dressing room, I don't know if he just has a lot of guests in his bedroom or something, because there's like...
Well, there's all the ladies,
there's
right?
There's two dressing rooms. There's a ton of skylights, obviously. Steam shower, you got to have that. Looks like there's a sunken tub in the middle with like... I can't even really quite make out what that is. Couple covered decks.
What?
Yeah, he's got two covered decks off his master bedroom. One for like, I don't know. Well, one of them is actually off the bedroom itself, and the other one is out of the bathroom. You know, they don't have a toilet drawn in here. I assume there's one somewhere. Just going to guess that.
Anyway. I posted a link to Drake's new house on the Sarah & Vinny Facebook.
Fantastic.
Page.
So, let's see.
This is bunk.
Two saunas, a massage room, a 10-car garage, an elevator, a gym, a screening room, and a full basketball court.
I do like a steam room, though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I guess if you could have it, right?
Yeah.
You'd have it. It's ugly as sin. Here's the shot I've got right there. It's ugly. Anyway, what do you think, Hooman? Is it good enough for Drake?
Yeah, I like it.
Great.
I'm happy for
is this them showing, this is how they're making it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I posted that video on the...
Boy, the doors are like 3.5 inches thick. That is incredible.
Check out the ceilings inside, too.
Dude, it's all made
up.
Oh,
isn't he
place.
The guy that had some lady show up and was living in his house and was... Didn't that happen to him?
She slept there, right? And she was like, yeah, no, I'm his wife or something.
No, you got him confused with someone else. He would never do that.
No,
she
snuck in.
Wasn't right. She wasn't... she had something wrong with her. She thought
she thought she was with him.
Am I wrong?
I don't know. You know,
so
all the stalker things are right. They meld together.
Yeah.
I thought that happened.
I started
to him.
Thinking, oh, that was Azalea Banks and Elon Musk. And
look at that. It's all like stacked marble or something. I don't even know what they're using there.
Anyway, when you said the security thing, it flashed to me like, oh, I think he had a problem with somebody getting into his house.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And like
what
he
is.
Was gone and she was just living there.
Yeah. It's enormous. 35,000 square feet.
Well, if you can't go out, you might build
well
some place where you can
right,
hang.
Exactly. He's got all the stuff he needs.
Here's a title for you, Vin, or headline. Drake's stalker spit on cops after she was caught breaking in again.
There you go. Drake stalker.
Coming in at number 7 on the album list is Travis Scott, Astroworld, about 44,000 copies. At number 6 is the Bohemian Rhapsody soundtrack, 48,000 copies of that. New one at number 5, it's Mariah Carey, Caution. 51,000 copies. Is it a hit, Hooman?
It's not bad.
It's not?
I'm thinking it's not good.
Irregardless. Okay, the Star is Born soundtrack is at 62,000 copies. That's number 4. Oh, boy. Chizak boy, Ben, I never hate
Have you seen this movie yet?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
I did. I saw it the first week it was out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. My sister-in-law and I went, cried, laughed.
So someone I know, I don't want to say who.
Is it your roommate?
No.
Is it your mom?
No.
It's one of the two.
They had this movie, which I'm all, how do you have that movie?
Your brother.
They have it? Oh.
They have the movie.
It's your brother.
What do you mean?
It's not
they
my
have
brother.
It? What do you mean they have it?
They have the movie. So they go,
some bootleg.
Let me put this on. Mm-hmm. So they put it, so it gets up on the TV, and of course it's got Chinese
subtitles
through the whole thing.
Come on, Adele.
And I'm watching it like, this is ridiculous. I need to go see this in the theater. It's so good. Like the part where he sends for her.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to spoiler alert, but there's a part where... Have you seen it?
I have not seen it.
He sends for her, and she decides to go. That scene, right?
It's a great scene.
That's... Mm-hmm. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Where...
All the scenes are great. It's a really, really good
How about
movie.
When Dave Chappelle shows up?
Yeah, that's
takes
weird.
You out of the movie.
What's
I didn't see that. I stopped
that?
It right after that. I
that's
went,
a
you
friend.
Know what?
That's him grounding himself.
This movie's too good for me to be watching the version with Chinese subtitles. I need to just go see it.
That distracted you?
It's some kind
like
of
it.
Bootleg. I don't know what the deal was, but I just went, I need to, the audio's not right.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'll just pay for it.
Yeah,
I got to buy this thing. Right. I need to go see this thing.
Alec Baldwin was in it too.
Yeah, how was Alec Baldwin?
Oh, yeah. What's he doing?
Where was he?
In it?
Oh,
he
yeah,
has
that
a one line.
I didn't see
SNL. It was an SNL.
Oh, yeah. He introduces her.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adele. What's her name?
Let's see. Fifi? Her name was
Fifi. Okay.
Anyway, that's number four on this week's chart. And the rest are new. The at number three, 89,000 copies of The Greatest Showman reimagined.
We played one of these songs on this station this morning at 4 a.m.
Oh, which one?
The one that Bryn likes, the one with the kids singing.
Oh, yes, my jam.
I think it was that one. This one, this one.
Oh.
Well, how could you
this
not?
Is
this
pink.
Is pink, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is.
I heard it this morning. I was like getting ready. I'm like, what the heck? I know this song.
Well, anyway, a lot of people liked it and went out and got it.
Play
so,
my song, bro. Play my 89, song.
89,000 copies of that. Oh, your song? Which one is yours?
Never enough. Never.
We already played it.
Never enough.
That's Kelly Clarkson. Enough.
She's amazing. She's hitting those notes with a
For
full
me.
Open voice.
Yep.
You could do that.
No, I
yeah,
can't.
You could.
No.
Do it.
I can't do it.
We could hear you do it right now. I could already hear it.
I was falsettoing it.
Hey, did you force your kid can't to sit it. On the couch and watch this yet or what?
Yeah, Vinny.
You clear your throat
get
or
him.
What?
Yeah, you wanted to take a loogie break?
What are you talking about?
Oh, disgusting,
oh my
dude.
God, it feels so lemmy. Lemmalicious.
Nice, human.
Delicious.
Yeah. Right, you
can't recreate that
I am
one.
Hungry. Michael.
Oh, God, that was so thick and disgusting.
I loved it.
He's still doing it. You guys just can't hear it. Right.
All right, I'm back. How's that sound?
Oh, it's not as flappy. It like flaps.
Gross,
of, like,
dude.
That was good. It's just Brian. Like clear the mucus plug. Oh boy. Hey, we're back, everyone.
I was thinking we must have missed each other. We're torturing each other
I know.
More than normal today.
Oh my god, I felt very untortured. I feel really like just super warm and glowy being back with you guys. I really love you.
Yes,
I am. I did give thanks for you guys and for this show, and of course for all the people who work here too.
Boy, that didn't sound very.
I was kidding. I didn't even
genuine.
Think about them.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just thought,
you know why? Because she didn't have to deal with anybody
Please,
else.
God.
That's true.
Like
I
the rest
have
of
to.
Us.
Yep.
I appreciate our other people.
No, I do. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Just trying to be nice.
Especially the ones that worked over the holidays. Thank
yes.
you guys so much.
Thanks for holding down the fort.
Jesus Christ. Move
and
on.
Those of you
what
that
number
didn't show
are we at?
Two.
Did you watch the movie with your kid on the
two.
Couch?
He didn't watch a movie.
Oh.
No. Oh, over the holiday, I saw...
The bad version of Star is Born.
No, I didn't even... I told you, I stopped it right there. That scene where she's on the side of the stage and she's so amped and then there's the something... like I went, you know what? I need to see this and the audio needs to be good and I need to see this movie.
Yeah. No question.
She was not bad in that scene.
She's great.
Like,
she really was great in
I
that
was
movie.
Really sort
you
of psyched
really
for her.
You really care about her, and there's quite a lot of range in for both characters in that movie.
So I saw Mission Impossible, apparently it's 6, not 5, whatever.
One of them.
I started something called Jack Ryan on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
How
is What'd
it?
You think?
Okay, it's like Ozark, I'd give it all the thumbs. This is really good, but it's a little
cheesy.
It's a little clean.
It's John Krasinski.
Yeah. But he plays the young Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
So it's when I first saw the ad, I went, "No, you're not Jack Ryan, dude. Harrison Ford's Jack Ryan. Mm-hmm. Sorry, but you know what? He plays the young version. He's pretty good. It's not bad. It's not awful. Anyway.
So you just started that?
I just started that. I've seen like 3 episodes. But so that's all I saw. I didn't see. What are you asking me? The greatest,
so the greatest showman?
No,
with your kid
haven't
on
seen
the
that. Saw
service.
The Grinch.
Oh, I saw that too.
The Grinch. Oh, someone texted. Never mind. I'll text later. Go on.
Okay. Oh. Number two is the new Michael Bublé record called Love. 111,000 copies.
He seems like a nice boy.
No, this is a record right for you. Stop it.
He was all over the TV last week. And,
I'm sure he was.
And, you know, that music is fine. I just felt bad for his personal life. It's just like, oh, he has the kid that
yes
suffers.
Well, the kid had cancer, right? And so he dropped off the scene for a few. He was dealing with that.
Yeah.
The kid is okay, though.
Oh, he is?
The kid, I don't know the situation about current status.
See if you can find an update. From the last I heard was that the kid made it through whatever the bad part was. Mm. I can't remember if the kid had, like, a leukemia or something.
That sounds right.
But I'm pretty sure that he got some good news a while ago.
That's great news.
Yeah. And brand new number one is Mumford & Sons, which sold 230,000 copies of their new record, Delta. One more quick note before we take off here.
Take your time. Where we got to be.
I know. Here we are. Forbes does their lists all the time, and they just put out the highest paid women in music. I was actually quite surprised by who was number one for the past year. Although this person did do something outside of strictly music that paid very well. So I guess that put her over the top. You guys want to make
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry.
She made $25 million for American Idol.
American Idol. She made $83 million.
Wow.
And she tops the
list.
Yep.
Wow.
Damn. I know. And remember, she was sort of whining because she felt like she didn't sell enough copies of that. Of Witness, is that the name of her most recent record?
Yes.
It did not perform. However, she did tour and made plenty of money doing that.
I thought she just recently announced she was taking, she's like, not going to work for a while.
Right. And then the next thing we knew, we had a new song from her, the Cozy Little Christmas song we heard earlier. Yeah. So she made $83 million. Taylor Swift was right behind. That's the one who I would have guessed. $80 million. Beyonce made $60 million. Pink made $52 million. Lady Gaga made $50 million. J-Lo made $47 million. Rihanna made $37.5 million. Helene Fisher.
Rihanna. Hasn't done a thing all year.
Doesn't
well,
matter.
She's been concentrating on her makeup line. She also has a lingerie line.
I'll bet you
for
that
women
she's
of all sizes.
Making money off of that. Because this does include everything. This is everything, not just what they did, you know, strictly recording. Helene Fisher.
Who's that?
Made $32 million. That was my question. I'm like, who the F is Helene? She's huge in Germany.
What?
Apparently, if you're big in Germany, David Hasselhoff, that's enough. To make $32 million. Celine Dion made 31. And find some Helene Fisher.
Okay.
Let's hear what Helene Fisher sounds like. Celine made $31 million, and Britney Spears rounds out the top 10 with $30 million. Other people who didn't make the top 10 but still made 8 figures, Janet Jackson, Halsey, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Mariah Carey, and Madonna all were on the list. So Helene Fisher.
I have a live version of The Power of Love.
Okay.
All right.
Is it in German, I hope?
No, it's not. Do you want me to find a German song for you?
I don't know. I guess
I mean,
let me see.
She's big in Germany.
Well, I'll jump ahead in this song first. Let's hear her feet.
Very pretty. Wow.
Oh, God. It's awesome.
Right. I think I might have a...
Germans have no taste in music.
Hold on. Oh, this is terrible. This is also live, though.
Let's hear
so.
This is.
What is she doing?
I don't know. I think this is more
singing
of like
another
a
language,
looks like,
I guess. Let's have a look at
like
this
a live show though, like you know, Ka
oh,
or something.
Oh boy,
you
she's
know?
Doing. She's in a sphere, and there's dancers all around. It actually looks like she might be in the mini Thunderdome.
I think she's on top of it. You see,
two
her?
Go
she's,
in, one comes out. Oh, she's on top. That's
yeah,
her?
She's yeah. It's a really
oh, she's you know
huge production.
She's hot.
There.
She's got her belly showing.
This probably isn't the best
audio.
Oh,
I see her on the screen behind
yeah, yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, she's foxy.
That's the highest paid. Wait, no, what'd she get, second?
Number eight, $32 million.
All right.
Good for you, Helene Fisher. Out of nowhere. Well, out of Germany, apparently. I guess. I don't know. If
they all know her over there.
I guess so. All
ring,
the Germans
ring.
Are, yeah, of course
Germany's
we know her, Helene
phone,
Fisher.
Sarah.
She's amazing.
We're God. Not nowhere.
We don't have no taste in music. You have no taste. Okay. What's coming up, Vinny?
A glassy baby ad.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up at 9 o'clock, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Justin Timberlake next week in Oakland. We have your chance at 9, and Jane has another chance coming up at 4:05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Lot City Center, where the neighborhood plays. The Lot Cinema and restaurants offer a chef-driven menu, craft beverages, plush and plush recliner chairs at each of their 10 luxury screens. The Lot ENT.com.
Do you remember the name of the guy who? Don't say it, woman.
Enzo Piazza.
Nice,
Vinny. Nice,
nice. The guy. This is the same guy who developed the designed the Shard, which is the place I stayed at in London.
He also
really nice.
Did the Cal Academy of Sciences.
Oh. See, I told you guys he was popular.
Oh, the new Cal Academy.
Say his name again, Vinny.
Enzo Piazza.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob Vincent.
Some other people might call him Renzo Piano, but we're going to call him Enzo Piazza.
Crap, what's his real name?
So I didn't get it right?
You were close.
Renzo Piano.
That's his nickname if you know him really well. You can call him Enzo Piazza. But the rest of us will call him Renzo
Piano.
God, I really thought I got it right. The way you guys all reacted, I was like, I got it.
I actually thought you did get it.
Yeah, I thought I got it. About to scream, give me $5.
Oh, shoot, I forgot to add your $5 to
your time. Oh, yeah. What is wrong with me? Shoot.
Let's see. Vinny now owes me. Oh, shoot. Vinny owes me $100 still.
Wait a minute. Didn't you take the 100 off for that thing I did? What did I do that took $100 off?
No, there was never $100. Is that a dream you had?
What?
Were you?
What the?
No. No. In fact, there were two things where you had one, and then I obviously won something here, and now I just won that. So now we're back to 100.
So there is an Enzo Piazza.
Who's Enzo Piazza?
He's an Australian race car driver. Oh. Maybe that's who you were thinking of.
Could that be who you're thinking of? Enzo Piazza.
Is he like Formula One or something?
He's whatever Vinny likes.
Okay.
That's how Vinny knows him.
Well, then he's a pro surfer.
No, he's a pro surfer then. All right.
He's talented.
Today is the huge wave contest in Hawaii.
Oh.
Our friend Frankie has already flown over.
He's going to take photos?
No.
Or he's going to help
He
them?
Is part of the crew that runs the jet skis where they save them.
Mm.
But it's at Jaws on Maui, and it'll be online. It's going to be 40 foot. The surf.
Oh, my God. That's too big.
It's huge. It's unbelievable. It's not human that they go out and do that. Not even close. But that's today.
Bruh.
Just
one
day.
We're not human.
Yeah.
We're like superhuman.
Right.
And we get up on these waves and we're all whoopah.
You're right.
I'm like,
you do.
Oh my God, it's going to be like the longest ride ever. Here I go, brah. It's going to be gnarly. I'm
You'll be able to watch that.
I'm going
to
watch it too.
At WSL.
From inside the curl, brah.
I use the WSL app, but I think you can go to their website and watch it as well. I can't wait.
All the places.
I love it.
Yeah.
Not that guy.
What are you talking about? I'm totally going to be there.
That's not Enzo Piazza.
That's my name, Enzo
no,
Piazza.
It's not. You just said
people
it could
just
be
call
anyone.
Me Enz.
No, you said it could be anyone I want.
Okay, people call me Zo.
Anyway, America's spaceship is about to land on Mars.
Yeah. Oh my God. So exciting.
It's coming up around noon. NASA's tripping because this is one of those big deals. It's been a 6 or 7 month mission. And
probably years in the making, right?
Right. The InSight spacecraft is going to try to land on Mars around lunchtime.
Okay. You can watch it at space.com.
Mm-hmm.
Have like a split screen, dude, like surf.com and space.com, like right next to each other. It's like
I am
going to
just watch
things.
The surfing, but no. I tell you no.
No, I said my name's Zo.
Stop liking that. Welcome back from Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you all had a good one. Here's a couple things. What?
Thank you. That was great.
Don't hang loose me. I don't want you to hang
hanging
loose.
Hanging you loose.
Don't do it.
So I'm doing pecan pie, pumpkin pie, hang loose. Grinding all night. Grinding on that wood.
Three quarters of people eat the same foods every year at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Never anything different. What are you talking about? Yeah, you had prime rib.
This is the first time.
Right.
That I've ever varied. This might be the first Thanksgiving I didn't just have turkey.
Right.
I was like, Oh, so I don't have to get the turkey?
You're among the 25% of people who said, nah.
I think I'll get prime rib.
Our boss said his kids ate tacos.
Oh.
They don't eat turkey.
Turkey tacos?
No, they don't eat turkey.
They just
don't
like
the other stuff. Oh. They wanted tacos.
We didn't have turkey. We had tamales.
Oh, I love tamales.
Mm-hmm. Did you make them?
I bought them from Chavez Supermarket in Redwood City. And I bought tamales, rice, and beans, and then I made the rest of the sides.
Yay! Mm. We didn't have turkey either.
What'd you have?
What?
Prime rib.
Oh! Yeah. Did you go out or you went to your parents? What'd you do?
My parents, yeah. Mm. My sister.
And they didn't make a turkey?
Usually?
Usually we do. And prime rib and a lot more. But
you know, there was a turkey scare last week, too.
Ground turkey, though.
Oh, just ground?
Yeah. Mm.
I wondered if that was why.
And romaine lettuce, too.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Caesar salads.
Mm.
So you had prime rib.
Yeah, it was delicious.
How was it?
So good.
Well, of course it's good, but it's, so you weren't like, I want turkey.
No. Huh. Well, you know, I have two Thanksgiving dinners. So
in-laws'
side was turkey, which fulfilled that need. And then my family did prime rib, which was great.
Did you eat them both the same day?
Bloody.
Yeah, did you do them both the same day?
No, one day after the other. So Thursdays and the New Year's always take the Friday because, you know, we're generous like that.
How many people at the New Year's house?
I don't know, like 20. Oh, Derek came in town, so
all
his friends were showing up one at a time, though, and we just kept feeding his friends.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, and then they went out and partied.
How many people at the in-laws?
I don't know, 20.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm.
Big events.
Big Thanksgivings.
Yeah, big families.
Mm. Oh, man. I was so thankful for not having that.
We had enough people that we needed to get a folding table.
Oh.
We didn't have any way to seat people.
You need a big dining room table.
Well, we do, but there's a lot of things we need.
Yeah.
So we're working on it. Anyway, 40% of people look forward to Thanksgiving all year long.
What are their favorite
things?
It is fun. I was a little jealous when I was seeing pictures of my brother and the rest, and my sister and my mom and dad, and they were all together, and I was like,
most people,
yes,
start dinner at 2 p.m. or earlier.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a midday, like, we usually aim for 1 o'clock, actually.
Mm-hmm.
1 o'clock to eat.
1?
Yeah. Do a big meal. I get it. You're busy at that point, but, well, maybe we could push it to, like, 1:30 for you.
Or 1:03.
Yeah, 1:03.
I prefer, like, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock.
Well, 3 is fine, too. I think that's a nice time to eat. But you don't eat it at dinner time, and you don't eat it really at lunchtime either, right? Mm. I don't know. Depends on when the turkey's going to be done. And I'm not in charge of that, so I just eat when John tells me. And we didn't even do the turkey this year.
Oh, you don't make the turkey. John does.
John makes the turkey. John is very serious about his cooking and the turkey. Ah. I might be in charge of, like, say, the mashed potatoes or the stovetop stuffing, if he allows me to make that. I actually prefer it. Sometimes he has to make, you know, put all kinds of junk in it, make it with real bread. I'm like, or I could just open this box and it'd be done in 5 minutes. Either way, though, hon.
Huh. All right.
Here, let me make some cranberry sauce.
So you guys going out was actually a day off for him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And we talked about it at length. Like, is this what we're going to do? And I was like, sounds great. Because the thing is, you cook and cook and cook and cook, and then everybody sits down, and 15 minutes later, it's like, all right, well, now it's time to clean. And that's it.
You sound like me right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But normally you're like, first I have to craft the perfect bite, and then I have to
make a perfect bite.
50 more perfect bites, and this is going to take a while. What's your rush, Vinny?
But meanwhile, still, I'm all like, the work.
Oh my God, I want to get off the table. Why won't you people hurry?
Why are you on the table?
Why are we still here?
What's your rush? Where are you going?
That's what I'm saying. You just said the same. Never mind.
No,
I'm moving on. Okay. Next story. Grandparents, they're good for something.
They're the best.
They know advice.
Oh.
They've been around.
Yes.
The block. Couple hundred times.
Too bad no one listens to older people.
Here's some of the things that grandparents told people, some of the best advice people got.
Oh, okay.
Don't grow up too fast. That is certainly one.
Kids don't want, they don't want
to
hear it.
I know, but you got to keep reminding them to just calm the hell. Mm-hmm. My kid just turned 5. She's like, when I'm 6. And so I started in with advice already. This is the most important thing I'm going to tell you. Live in the moment. Be 5. Don't worry about 6. What did I just tell you? Huh?
What?
Ah!
Do you have any gum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, though. Mm. Don't grow up too fast. Don't take your family for granted. Mm-mm. This is grandparent advice. Don't be afraid to fail or lose at anything you do.
Oh, woman.
That's right.
That's your whole speech.
Just go for it.
Go for it.
Come on, let's go for it.
I don't know.
Those are the air horns.
I bust into the club, I start tearing it up.
If you're not 10 minutes early,
you're late. Don't forget that, everyone.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah.
We all love that one.
Yep.
Board ops. Board ops. Friends.
Bond.
Strange. Oh,
come on.
10 minutes come on, early. There's nothing wrong with that. You can kill 10 minutes, no problem. But if you're, and it just relieves all your stress.
Yeah. Sit in your car.
Sure. Whatever.
Check your Facebook.
Hooman got to my house early last night, did circles in our cul-de-sac. I was like,
well, a couple people were in my spot.
Your spot?
Your spot?
Well, yeah, because I always park next to the Prius, and there were a couple cars there, and I just
you can
was
park right, these people. You can park right behind me in the back.
I know. I don't know. I guess she had her neighbors had some guests over and stuff.
So you figured if you circled around, someone would
I had to do a circle because it's a cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
So I found a spot up the street.
Oh, no. Did you leave a nasty note?
No, are you kidding?
I'm this is my spot.
Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't keep your emotions bottled up inside. This is grandparents' best advice to the
it's
young
true.
Ones.
Don't do it.
Write everything down.
I
like writing stuff down. It helps me a lot.
Yeah. It is. It's good because then you'll actually be able to reference back to something.
I wrote.
Here for
my whole vacation down so I would know so all the days wouldn't blend to a mess.
Oh, like do you journal?
Not journal, just so that I could go, oh, right, on Thursday I hung out with Brian and went surfing and then we went and did.
Oh, you didn't have Thanksgiving on Thursday?
Yeah, but I also did other stuff. It's not the one thing. You can do more than one thing, Sarah.
I don't know.
Did you only do one thing all the days?
I only do one thing on the days.
Oh, sorry, I surfed with Brian on Tuesday. See, I wrote it down, and so there I know.
I mean, look at that.
No.
Please.
Wednesday, Mission Impossible 5, please. And then rain fell the place.
Except it was 6.
What? Oh, right, 6. Well,
we
I don't.
Change that.
Oh, Thanksgiving. The surf was stinky, but the rain cleaned the air. And that was the morning I went looking, and just it didn't matter. You could breathe. For the first time in 3 weeks, it felt like.
As deep as you wanted.
It's nice. What's I got all the stuff there. Anyway, write stuff down.
That's a good idea.
You can learn a lot by staying quiet and watching.
That is true. It's hard to do, but.
Observing.
If you can just be quiet.
Shut up, Charlie. You should have did more of that. That's all I'm going to say.
You never get a second chance. At a first impression. Oh, grandparents, you read that on a calendar somewhere.
That's true.
That's bunk.
That's true.
Yeah. What?
True, though. Behave yourself.
Yeah. Well, you know. What? Like, look, when Yuzette has interns come in for an interview, like, that's the first impression. She can tell probably by the way they're dressed if they're going to over-deliver or under-deliver. Right?
Sure.
All right. Thanks so much.
We need new interns soon?
Oh, we do, actually. Aww. Let's. I'll have to put that on the sheet. We're going to need some interns for
spring semester.
Spring.
Which actually is, January.
Coming right up.
Yep.
Our text number is... I don't remember.
800-400-3697. It's got to be written down somewhere.
206 says, oh, God, Janie.
Who's Janie?
Who's Janie?
Apparently, it's me.
Well, Janie.
John Krasinski as Jack Ryan is absolutely phenomenal. He brings a real sweetness to a very hard role. He is good. What I was trying to say, I'm sure it was me. It can't be you. Is that when I saw the ads for it, I thought, he's not Jack Ryan. Mm. When I watched it, I like him. He's good. He definitely plays a younger Jack Ryan, but he's good. And so far, the show's good. I like it.
And you said it is like a young Jack Ryan
yeah.
show.
And it's good. I'm trying to sort of gate, like Ozark, to me, was so good
right.
all the way through the first two seasons. I loved it. There wasn't anything where I went.
I just couldn't believe the turnaround time on the one set of money and then the second set
there's,
of money.
It's like, okay.
What the F is going on here?
But there's no filler episodes. Like, there's
no
stuff
oh my
happening.
God.
What it's about so... Redbeard? What about Redbeard?
What about him? Wait.
Don't, no, we don't
saw,
say anymore.
We saw
last
we
night.
Saw.
Did
we
he?
Yes, yes.
Don't. No more.
Bzz. I'm just going to go. Bzz.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
You know what that means, man?
I don't get it.
Oh, here's the one, 408. Good morning, radio family. Just want to say thank you to Vinny and his family for being so nice when I tried to be discreet and say hello at the Surfing Santa. Write your name! Dang it! I forgot your name, and she was very nice and said hello, but I was telling Yuzette earlier that you mentioned, oh, I was Yuzette's person at something, and I forgot what thing it was yeah. and what that actually
but
meant.
But it was Sonoma?
I think it was Sonoma.
Mm-hmm.
Write your name, please.
Yeah, no. Write us back.
But yeah, thanks for saying hi. That was
and
fun.
Fast.
Say, in what way were you Yuzette's person?
Mm-hmm.
Like, did you play the role of Yuzette in the floaty race? Or
right. give her a massage?
Did Yuzette say, somebody please
you guys
make
out?
A drink?
Yeah, did we make
was
out?
It sexy?
Yeah, what kind of person were you for Yuzette?
Hello.
I like to be Yuzette's person, too, once in a while. Mm. Not down there.
You gave her a massage down there?
No. Nope.
Show was made on Wait. Made.
Did this happen at the mm-hmm. wig out pig
yes.
out?
No.
What? Where was I?
You left early.
Oh God.
Okay. Here we're gonna be quiet. I think it might be time. Okay.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.